Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Michael.
MMA Legal.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Lorraine. How are you?
I'm okay today, thank you.
Fantastic.
Do you have 5 minutes to have a chat with
Lorraine about your case?
Yep, I have. Just to let you know, Lorraine, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Right.
I think we've spoken, haven't we?
Yeah, we spoke a wee bit the other day. Your daughter was there.
So I have got the majority of the information from you that I needed.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last piece that we had to go over was our fees and making sure you fully understood our fees.
Yeah, that.
And make sure you fully understood, you know, what other options are out there for you, Lorraine. So I'll run through that with you a second, then what I'll do, I'll then get started with gathering the information from our previous call. Try and gather as much evidence for you as possible. Excuse me. So just to let you know, Lorraine, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do so. What that means is
already got the forms from them.
Yeah.
2 years ago, but that's when it sent me kind of over the edge. That's when.
Yeah, I remember you telling me earlier. Yeah, you sent you a little bit left field, didn't it? You okay talking about this today?
Yeah, I'm fine today, thanks.
Okay, perfect. So obviously, as you know, you can apply to Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do so. So that is option one. Option two, Lorraine, is there are other law firms out there who will help you apply to the Scottish Redress and won't charge you any fees. They do this as part of what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid directly from the Scottish Government. £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws. Now, legally, I can't discuss or divulge those law firms' practices and what they would do for you, and probably, Lorraine, more importantly, what they won't do for you.
Yeah.
All I can tell you, Lorraine, is that we don't participate in that scheme. We've actively rejected that scheme on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government. We don't want to be owing to anybody. What we do is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself on what's called a no-win, no-fee.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is, obviously, if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together. And it's on us as a business to give you the best chance of getting the most amount of compensation. Our fees are capped at 20%, inclusive of all VAT. So what that means, Lorraine, is you'll never pay us more than 20%, including any VATs or taxes. No matter how much time we spend on your case, Lorraine, that will be the maximum you ever pay us. Also, on the flip side of that, the no-fee piece, because you've been deemed to have gone through such an emotional and hardship and duress throughout your whole life, we will never put you under any sort of financial duress if we're unsuccessful with this case.
Okay.
So if we are unsuccessful with this case, we will never come knocking at your door for any fees.
Okay.
Is that okay, Lorraine?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Do you understand those three options?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Perfect. Are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yeah, I'm happy with the option I've made, yeah.
Excellent. Perfect. So just to let you know, Lorraine, you do have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. If you are unaware, I can restart that 14-day period from now. Alternatively, if you're happy, you can waive the 14-day cooling-off period, and we can obviously get working.
I'm happy
to waive the 14-day, Lorraine, yeah?
Yeah.
Perfect. I'll be in touch with you, Lorraine, every 3 to 4 weeks. You don't need to think about this too much now. It's my role to go out and gather all the evidence for you, so I'll touch base with you. If you don't want to talk about your case, we can just have a chat. I'll just check in with you, make sure you're okay. On the flip side of that, Lorraine, as well, you've got my number. If you need to have a chat with anybody who obviously understands your background, you can always give me a call. I'm always on the other end of a phone call to you, Lorraine. I work for you now, so if you need me, give me a call.
She was just looking for an up-to-date
POA, proof of address, yeah. Yeah, I've got it.
Yeah,
got it, thank you. But if you need me to ring, just pick up the phone. I'm always here for you, okay?
Well, do. See, when I originally gave my kind of statement, as you want to call it, to Billy, see, at the end of the day, I don't think I remember telling her that I had been in a Listy school in Dundee.
Yeah, so I've got Robertson's Assessment Centre, Highland Care Home, Robertson's Assessment Centre, and Downgrade Children's Home.
I was also in a Listy school in Dundee.
Okay, give me a sec.
That's where I went after Downgrade.
So Listy school.
Can't remember the name.
Okay.
I know the head was called Mr. Scanlon.
Give me a sec, I will, I'll daffle you. I mean, Mr. Scanlon?
Yeah, that was the head.
Okay. So I'll say that for you. What I'll do is, do you know what days, Lorraine, you were there, roughly?
December. Wait, I think.
Just a date range, I don't need exact.
November 88, it was November 88, it was just before I turned 16.
What year was that saying?
It was 83 then, it would have been.
1983.
November 83 and April 84.
So 84. Okay. What I'll do is I'll write to obviously the social services and the education authorities of the care settings you were in. I'll gather all our information. And obviously we'll go through that together. Could I ask you if you wanted me to share the information? Let me just check.
Share it with?
With you. When I get the information from your time in care, do you want me to share that with you, Lorraine? Or?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, no problem, of course. It's your information. Yeah, what I'll do is we'll go through all that together. Like I said to you before, if, you know, you can forget about this for a little while now. It's probably going to be anywhere between 8 and 10 months. And when I've got all the information, we'll go through all of it together. That's obviously going to be a real tough one, so we can do that in one call, 10 calls, 100 calls, however many calls it takes. I don't care, as long as you're okay. And then we'll go from there. Let me just check. Can I take your address properly, Lorraine?
It's 3 Greenhill Court, flat 24.
Flat 44, yeah.
Postcode's Gold 73, 2 Delta Hotel.
G-D-H. And that's in Glasgow, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't there. Oh. Yeah, when Billy took the address, it just didn't format. When Billy took the address, it didn't format very good, so...
Right.
That's fine. Do you have any questions for me, Lorraine?
No, nothing.
Okay. So do you fully understand our process and your...
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, Lorraine, well, I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details, any after-hour numbers, obviously, outlining our process as well that I've just gone over with you today in our last call. but again, if you need me for anything, Lorraine, just give me a call.
You do. Thank you very much, Michael.
Oh, no, thank you, Lorraine. Thank you for being so brave and speaking to me. Thank you.
You're okay. Thank you.
I do appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your day, Lorraine.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye-bye.